St. John's Prep baseball coach Dan Letard is joining us. They're opening up play in the Division I MIAA tournament on Monday afternoon against Braintree. Dan, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you guys picked up the number 10 seed in D1, got a bye in that opening round, taking on number 23 Braintree. The Braintree team beat Everett to advance with a 9-3 win earlier this past week. And how are you looking at Monday's game?
I think it'll be very competitive. Braintree's our old foe / friend from the Super 8, and I'm very familiar with that program. So we play at 4 o'clock at home, and they can hit. There's no doubt they put the ball in play. They do not have many strikeouts. They have a great tradition of just winning in the tournament, and we're looking forward to having them come in. Now there, Coach Bill O'Connell, great coach, very good friend of mine. We stay in touch throughout the year.
Yeah, you're right. As you remind me that, they were one of those perennial Super 8 teams, dominant program for sure. You know, I'm going to digress a bit and ask you about what are the other programs in the Super 8, traditional ones, and now currently in the regular Division I playoffs that you think folks should keep an eye on? Just the ones that are top-seeded as you have them already?
Yeah, it almost seems like it's the same people. If Franklin's up there at the top, they've had many. BC High has been in many. Xavarian's been in a few. Bridgewater, Raynham. I mean, you go down the line and the list, and it's just it's going to be a very, very tough tournament, no doubt.
And then you have you got a team like Central Catholic. Tell me about – just give me a quick thought on those guys.
Central Catholic, I think, is a very strong team. We played them away about a week ago. They beat us on a walk-off 5-4, and it was just a very intense game. We faced Frankie Rodriguez. They just have pitching. They have defense. They have hitters. Frankie Melendez actually is the pitcher that pitched against us, won the full complete game. And they have experience. They have a lot of their guys back from a team that did very well last year. So that's, they're going to have a great run.
All right. Who will be pitching for St. John's on Monday against Braintree?
We have sophomore Henry Hebert going. Henry's had a great year. 1.40 ERA. Batters are hitting 173 against him. And he's really emerged. He came from the bullpen out after a few injuries. Became one of our starters and is our most consistent starter now. So, young sophomore, but he's definitely deserves to get that ball rolling and start that game by evidence of how he's pitched the last 2.5-3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and as we talked before, young is a theme for prep baseball this year, correct?
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. Our top four hitters are sophomore, junior, sophomore. I mean, just going down the lineup with the batting averages, we're very young. We've at one point, we started 5 sophomores, and that bodes well for the future, no doubt. So whatever we can get these guys experience, will be great. It'll be beneficial for the years to come.
I want to get back to your team in just a moment, but as you look back, big picture, D1, the pairings, the game so far, matchups ahead, is there anything jumping out at you right now as we look, really just prior to everyone getting into action this week?
I think it's just the parity of it. It's, usually you see some teams run away, they're going in as the favorite. Taunton, to me, that won the Division I state last year, they have most of their guys back, and I think they're very dangerous. There's no doubt, and they're on our side of the bracket. And, it's traditionally the teams that win it and come back with the most experience do really well that following year. So I know them, Franklin, right now they're slated as the top teams. And then we have a bunch of our league up there, Xavarian, BC High, St. John, Shrewsbury is right up with everybody there as well. And strongest strength of schedule has been Walpole. Walpole's traditionally played everybody, and they're also in the league with Braintree. So, those are some teams that can definitely make some impacts.
And you look at all these teams, Dan, and they all have losses. You know what I'm saying? I mean, very few, terrific, there's no 20-0 teams. You mentioned the Taunton team. I just looked at them quickly, 16-4. So again, they must have a very tough strength of schedule as well.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different. It's almost been shifting that almost like Major League Baseball. You get losses and losses, and sometimes the pitching, I notice these games, doesn't match up the hitting, or the hitting hasn't matched up with the pitching. And to get that complete game, that perfect game going, You definitely need both. So I see in some of their losses, or even our losses, you can see that happening, that the pitching hasn't matched up with the hitting in different types of games. And that wasn't always the case probably 3-4 years ago.
All right, so let me. I can close out with one or two questions, but Dan, tell me about the top of your order. You're mentioning these sophomores. Tell me about the sophomores, because obviously that's a great story, and I think good high school teams and even college teams get contributions from sophomores. But you're looking like you're a little top heavy on contributions from sophomores. So tell me about that. You know, the guys and the positional players.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nick Limbo, a boy from Danvers, he's hitting .383 at the leadoff spot. He's hitting .458 with runners in scoring position. He's just had a great season. Also a football player. And first baseman Jack DeFilippo, another sophomore. Jack's batting around sixth in our lineup. He is a power hitter, and he overtook that position. We have James Ouellette, who's been our DH, also plays third base. Sophomore from Hamilton Wenham. He had two doubles at BC High, some key hits. He had a one off the fence at Frazier Field the other day. Strong. A shortstop, Will Shaheen, batting .357. He's a sophomore. He's one of our closers. He comes out of the bullpen. He hasn't given up an earned run this year. So, I mean, these guys are just, you know, they're just contributing. There's a few more on the bench. Deacon Robillard comes in. He'll play some infield. He also has been our DH. He's had some key hits this year. He'll be one of our first hitters off the bench. So, I mean, it's been great. With Henry even starting pitching. Another pitcher, Braden Hurley, is going to be one of our top pitchers next year. So we're loaded with the young guys.
All right, Dan, I'll wrap it up with one last question. Tell me about your captains for this year's team.
Yeah, captain's been Cam LaGrassa. Cam had a great year. Cam is a junior that had the best offensive year that I've had since I've been a head coach. Hit .459 this year, on base percentage, .541, 18 runs batted in. Our catcher, Aiden Driscoll, a junior, also a Maryland commit. Aiden has just been consistent behind the plate. Other junior, Joe Williams. Joe, one of our top pitchers. He's a junior as well from Georgetown. And then running out that list is just, you know, just guys behind him. You know, the leadership of the people behind us have been great, been phenomenal. Marco Zappolo, our only Feeney captain. Marco just comes to practice every day, works hard, second baseman. You know, to have a senior, also Nate Marston in left field, that's who seniors play with a bunch of sophomores around here and juniors. It bodes well for their leadership and their, you know, and what they're giving to the team.
Dan, I do have one more question. I lied. So, I mean, when you looked at this team at the beginning of the year, did you think you would be, you know, have the success that you've had so far this year? I mean, I know you haven't played one game yet in the tournament, but having said that, you guys made a lot of progress.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just improvement. I mean, we just saw it. The first half of the season, I think, was really difficult. We're having tough defensive plays, just some pressure issues. Guys weren't handling pressure well. And then as we kept working and working and working throughout the season, I just saw a more confident team coming in, playing better, playing much better defense. And I think that's been the key. The pitching has gotten better. Everything has gotten better. So I think just improvement itself, I'm really proud of these guys. And the best part about the whole thing is they really get along together. And I think that's never an underrated thing when you're going into a tournament.
Absolutely. Great point. And the coaching is getting better too, Dan. I'm sure that.
That's the only thing that's digressing.
Well, there's the constant there, right, Dan? That's not a variable. All right, whatever. Okay. Well, Dan, again, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck to you guys Monday afternoon at home against Braintree. So thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Dan Letarte, baseball coach, St. John's Prep, with us here on MSO, newsports.com.